In a few minutes, we'll be speaking with Kim Beggs, who will be performing at that festival. She'll be performing on Saturday at around 5 o'clock. Where are my sheets? Oh, yes, they're right in front of me. Imagine that. Let's do some listening. Kim is launching a brand new album called Blue Bones, and there's lots of references in this album to blue color, to the blues. She sings the blues, and she sings it sweetly and with a whimsy that still is very, very grounded in reality. You know, she's speaking from the heart and from experience and not trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes. There's also references to bones, and she gets down to the bones of country folk and strengthens the bones. I think this is music that is good for the bones. You know, it sticks to your ribs, you know, that sort of stuff. The first track is called Honey and Crumbs. Shall we give it a listen? Kim Beggs. Kim Beggs. I was just doing a bit of reading about this festival, and if you want to find their website, you Google Folk sur Richelieu, .com or .org. Anyway, Google it. It's happening this Saturday and Sunday. Passes for the whole weekend are $30 pre-sale. So if you buy it ahead of time, you can buy it in St. Hyacinthe at Le Zarico or at the Mouton Village, which you can Google moutonvillage.com. You can also get them through the admission network, Réseau Admission, which is www.admission.com. So it's $30 if you buy it beforehand, $35 at the door for the entire weekend, $25 for Saturday on its own, $20 for Sunday. And I'm going to tell you a bit of this lineup, which is amazing. I'm just so impressed for a first year. Boy. Kaloon Saloon will be launching Saturday. Then Yonder Hill with delightful country, alt country, that's what we say, eh? Harmonies from Montreal. Dents de Lion from the actual Richelieu area, I believe. We'll play some Dents de Lion for you. Those of you who've been listening to me, you know, I've played Dents de Lion. I play their piece La Tondeuse, you know, starting up the lawnmower, and away they go. Kitchen Shakers, Kim Beggs, which you just heard, and Randall Spear will be coming down from Quebec City. Johnny Dickinson, a very interesting musician from the UK, followed by Chris Jagger, who will be topping off the evening. Chris Jagger, yes, Mick Jagger's brother. He's a folky, and he has lots of influences, and we'll probably be speaking to him, too, if his plane has gotten in time, because he's got a busy schedule. The evening will finish off with some Cajun hip-hop hoping with Gruyan Gumbo. On Sunday, just as good, the Rhodes Scholars, who we've talked to on this show before, that's Bluegrass, Griffintown Jug Addicts. You have to laugh. I'm not addicted to drugs, no. I'm addicted to playing, to a jug band. All right. Griffintown Jug Addicts. Julielle and Jean-Luc Thievin, who is an amazing finger style guitar player, who's been playing around with Olivier Bousseau. You might have seen him opening for Olivier Bousseau. The Echo Hunters, Notre Dame de Grasse, more bluegrass, and Le Rêve du Diable. The whole night on Sunday will be capped off by Bernard Adamus. It's going to be an eco-responsible festival. How do you like that? The glasses will be 100% recyclable. They're going to buy a tree for everybody They're going to plant a tree for everybody who comes. So if you come and with your family, they'll buy a tree. How do you like that? Now, this piece from Kim Beggs is called Can't Drive Slow Yodel. Let's have a listen. I was driving down the lonesome road in my highway pony with the radio. When the lights went whirly, I got pulled over by the handsome man with the golden shoulders. Kim Beggs on the line, and I don't know that I'm going to ask her to yodel live for us. Kim, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Julie.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah, I would say it's not a good moment for yodeling. Yeah, I got road throat.
Road throat. I wouldn't ask you to yodel live, but I might ask you about that song, Can't Drive Slow Yodel. Can you drive slowly? Are you like one of those?
Well, I can.
Yeah.
I think when I'm, not in a rush, I just, when the road is long and you got a long way to go, sometimes you just lose track of how heavy your foot is getting on the pedal there.
Yeah.
And you end up going faster than you think you are.
Well, you have toured an awful lot in the past couple of years, and so it's a busy schedule. Do you drive a lot of it, or fly a lot of it, or how do you tour? Do you canoe a lot of it? Do you know, oh, dog sled?
Well, I kind of do it all. I've canoed to some gigs for sure.
You've canoed to, wow.
But usually it's a combination of flying into a city and then renting a car and, you know, doing all the shows from there, and then flying to another city and renting a car there. Like, that's happening a lot on this tour.
Hmm.
Flying into Montreal, renting a car, and then flying into Halifax, renting a car there to do the Maritime tour, and then back to Ottawa, whatever. Anyway, yeah, it kind of goes on. I got a little echo in my phone. I don't know. I hope that's not happening on your end.
It's a little echoey, but not too bad. I've just turned down the volume, and we can hear you all right.
Okay.
You just, like, what the listeners didn't hear is I just talked to you before, and you've just walked in the door. You just got off the plane and drove in from the airport, and you just thank you so much for taking some time to speak with us.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me on your show. I really appreciate it, and thanks for playing my tunes, too.
Yeah, well, this is a lovely new album, Blue Bones. And there's references to bones in the album and references to the color blue and the blues. Where did you get the title?
Well, I guess it was from exactly that. Originally, I was going to call it Mama's Dress, but then as I, lots of new songs got written, and, I was kind of looking at them, and, and I realized, oh, yeah, there are lots of bones and lots of blues, so I thought, Blue Bones made a nice title, and kind of a little bit more, it's open to interpretation.
I said earlier in the show, it's like, food that sticks to your ribs, music that sticks to your ribs.
Mm.
Right.
Oh,
to your bones.
Thank you. Can I quote you on that?
Sure. So I'm going to ask you just about a couple. I don't want to keep you on too long because you must want to just put those feet up. But we listened to Honey and Crumbs before, and we're going to listen to Mama's Dress because I love that song, and I'd like you to tell us the story of Mama's Dress. But first, tell us the story of Honey and Crumbs.
Well, I wrote that song over a period of a couple of years, and I don't know. I don't think it's really about any one thing, and
it's got
there's definitely about being on the road, and it is often hard to leave home to go on the road. I really love being at home, and most of the time I love touring, but it is it's work. It's like going out to your job, and and I think that there's a lot of wear and tear on your body, and I guess the last verse there is all the wear and tear on your body. There's that echo again, but staying up late often to do shows, and then I wouldn't say that I drink lots on the road, but I would say that there's definitely alcohol is always present.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wear and tear on your body, sometimes you kind of wonder why you do things, and why you do certain shows, and it's a lot of work goes into planning it, and money goes into getting there, and then I think my songs, I don't really like to tell all the secrets about them because, there's real stuff specific things for me, but it could be, you know, somebody else can listen to it, get something else out of it, and I kind of like it to be open to interpretation.
Right.
But
that's fair. That's fair enough. I think that's a wise policy, is just to leave it open. okay, so we'll just go back a sec, because you said you love being home. And so where is home?
Well, home is in Whitehorse, Yukon.
And how long have you been there?
I moved up there in 91, so almost 19 years ago.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Do you live in Whitehorse? Do you live in town? Or
I live in town. I live Whitehorse is a very big city, like geographically. It's a small population, but it's quite spread out. So I live just outside of the downtown core. And I live up in an old army, a building that was built back in the Second World War when the U.S. Army was building the highway from B.C. to Alaska. And actually, I refer to that highway in the Can't Drive Slow tune, the Alcan Highway, the Alaska-Canadian Highway.
Right.
And it's this old building that was for the U.S. Army that got converted into apartments. Yeah, it's just a great old building. Nothing fancy, but I got a good view.
Yeah, good enough and comfortable, eh? Home.
Yeah.
Home.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to ask you to describe and tell us about Mama's dress at all. I'm going to let you go and put your feet up and drink tea or coffee or whatever it is you drink when you've just gotten off a long flight.
By the truth, I'm having myself a little glass of white wine.
Oh, well, you can put your feet up with white wine too, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty nice.
So,
thank you so much, Julie, for having me on your show, and I'm really looking forward to playing the Folk Sur Richelieu Festival this coming weekend.
Yeah.
And I hope that lots of people will come out to that. And if they're interested in my other shows, they can visit my website, and I got everything listed up there. So.
And that's kimbeggs.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, have a wonderful time this weekend, and a great tour, and we'll wish you safe and sound till you get back home again.
Okay. Thank you, Julie.
Take care,
okay.
Kim. Bye.
Bye.
Kim Beggs, and from her latest disc just being launched, the disc is called Blue Bones, and here is a beautiful song that you're allowed to interpret as you wish, called Mama's Dress. voice, tender heart, but very grounded in reality. That's Kim Beggs and her music. She'll be at the Folk sur Richelieu this weekend. It's the first year that they will be doing this at Saint-Charles sur Richelieu, folksurrichelieu.com. I highly recommend it. Amazing a lineup. And we've got to encourage these folk festivals. Oppression, especially.